Happy Thursday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Thursday, May 21st, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, did NVIDIA and Walmart signal enough to support a continuation of the rally? Our answer is no. NVIDIA's guidance was disappointing and signaled headwinds from increasing competition and investor concentration. Walmart's results signal that burgeoning inflation pressure is eroding corporate margins in the real economy, and that massive AI-related investment demand may be contributing to those inflation pressures. All told, investors may be looking to take profits anyway to free up capital for massive tech IPOs on deck and a Federal Reserve that will likely pivot in a hawkish manner over the medium term. As always, we'll transition to our 42 macro dashboard here. We'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Gold in the Current Highest Probability Correction Scenarios. It says, 42 friends, I know the just kiss and chill mantra as well and follow the advice daily. But my curiosity remains and I'm not yet learned enough to parse potential outcomes myself, hence my membership here. So what's the modal outcome of a realized material cross-asset correction in the 2 to 3 catalyst scenario DD laid out yesterday? Number one, the Fed abandons its inflation mandate and rejects the bond market signals. Number two, the Fed tightens and heeds the bond market signals. And number three, the Strait of Hormuz fully reopens. Is 1+3 more bullish versus 2+3 as tightening will squeeze liquidity and two is essentially a continuation of running the economy hot? So apologies for the implications, obvious to you 42 pros out there, but I appreciate any explanation. So, before I even answer the question, the one thing I would say is there are no dumb questions in our community chat, with the exception of those that have already been answered by our education materials, which obviously our subscribers know they can access here from the hamburger menu here in the dashboard. Any question that hasn't been answered already in those education materials is a wise question, because that's how we learn. You cannot have fear for asking questions. It's the smartest people in the world, the people I respect the most around Global Wall Street, who I've been in meetings with, ask the most questions. And that's why I'm a naturally inquisitive, one of the reasons why I'm a naturally inquisitive and curious person, even this far into my career, because I don't believe you can ever stop learning because this game is constantly evolving and you need to constantly evolve alongside it if your goal is to remain on the right side of market risk. So just getting into the questions, you know, if you can sort of combine those scenarios, and from my perspective, there are really four different scenarios when you sort of combine these two outcomes, because two of them are mutually exclusive. And so I would say the most bullish scenario is a combination of number one being the Fed abandons its inflation targeting, or at least on a temporary basis, plus scenario number three, which is the Strait of Hormuz fully reopens. That's how you get a broadening, continuation of the equity rally. And more importantly, you could actually start to see the stock market potentially bubble in this scenario where the Fed is looking through inflation pressures and really rejecting signals from the bond market to continue supporting an administration that is trying to run the economy hot and is doing so successfully at the current juncture. The second most bullish scenario would be just number one in isolation with the Strait of Hormuz remaining closed. That's how you get a continuation of the narrow equity rally, probably not a bubble in that scenario because of the liquidity cycle concerns for the Strait remaining closed, followed by number two plus three. So if you got the Fed accepting the bond market signals and tightening policy with the Strait of Hormuz reopening, that's how you get a moderate correction, a manageable correction, but ultimately that dip will be bought because the markets will start to look ahead to the Fed getting inflation under control, and more importantly, positive developments from the perspective of the liquidity cycle with the Strait reopening. And then obviously the most bearish is just number two in isolation with the Strait of Hormuz remaining closed, because then you're just having a Fed, that's essentially taking away the punch bowl at the margin with a continuation of the buildup of those liquidity headwinds coming out of the Straits. So I hope that was helpful. And obviously when we talk about the questions about gold, but in my opinion, I think you can copy and paste those views on gold, everything I just said to the equity market, everything I just said to the crypto asset class as well. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our macro minute for Thursday, May 21st, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.